Hey everyone, this is Mirror Mirror, and today I'm going to do a questionnaire, and it's because it's Deadly Lucky Sevens, brand spanking new 777 Digit Jackpot questionnaire. And I just thought that was cute. So, I'm gonna do that, and I don't really have a lot of time, like right now, but I figure if it comes to it, I'll stop. And I don't care if you hear like a break in the audio, but please forgive me if you do. I haven't looked at these questions because he asked me not to, so I hope none of them are really like stumpers, because then I'll just be confused for days. Okay, I'm gonna start with. This questionnaire is intended for the ladies. Feel free to opt out of it, but I intend for this questionnaire to be answered while masturbating. I hope you enjoy. Well, you could have warned me about that much. I'm like wearing these companion cube briefs, by the by, if anyone's nerdy enough to care. And they're kind of like tight and like around your thighs, so they're not really comfortable for just kind of pushing aside to play with. And okay. And I have fresh batteries, so it's like I was prepared for this after all. Part one. Sensual questions. Ooh, I like sensual. Okay, describe your most romantic date. If you haven't been on one, describe your ideal romantic date. Oh, that's so sad. Please, I hope all of you have had an ideal romantic date. Okay, think. I had a like, oh, one of the ones that sticks out in my mind is just because we were in college and it was like a big thing for us to do anything that wasn't just, stay at home and chill or like, I don't know, go out for dinner for a night or something. We went off to play in the big city for like a weekend, and that was a big thing. We went like. We did like a lot of silly stuff. Like we went to all like the tourist traps in like the city. We went like off the CN Tower, and we didn't like eat there because it is hideously expensive, and don't do that unless you're willing to spend like hundreds of dollars. And it was just nice, like being at like the top of the world, and just being cute and just taking photos. He was a photographer. As a hobby, not as a profession. And just to do that and just go around town and like talking about it. We were kind of like scoping it out properly for like a friend of ours, so who was visiting from the UK. So it was a lot of fun. Just to be silly, just to explore a city and like see it in like new ways that I hadn't before. So yeah, that sticks out in my head. I don't think we spent like a hideous amount of money, but it was definitely a lot of just exploring. And I like that. It's a nice change of pace. And it's like traveling, except not going very far. Let's see. If I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? Aw, you're so sweet. I like tulips, so that would be very easy for you because they're like stupid cheap. They're in like you can get a bouquet of them for like $5 to $10, I think. And I don't know. I think it's because they're so pretty when they're closed, and they're so pretty when they're open. And the time period in which they do that is ridiculously long. And I love it. I've gotten like a lot of roses in like my time, but like I really like those too. They're gorgeous, and like I'm always happy when somebody just sends me flowers, but they're a lot more high maintenance, and like you get the sense of disappointment if they like don't open like fully, if they get to the point and then they start drooping and they haven't quite opened yet. It's like tulips will never do that. Not really. They perk up so easily. And maybe I'm just really, really bad at taking care of like even not planted plants, but I like a little less high maintenance and something that'll last a little longer. So, yeah, that would probably be easy. Three. Which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym, staying home and watching Netflix, playing video games, doing outdoorsy stuff like fishing, hiking, camping, or just working on chores or projects around the house. Well, out for a night on the town just sounds like drinking and clubbing, and I don't really go for doing either of those things. Like, I don't mind drinking. Like, I'll go out and do it, and a lot of the time it'll be fun. But like, I feel like it's not as important to me, and I can do that just as well as at home if I'm with like the person I like being with. And it's just expensive. Like, if I was doing it would like it would just. If I was going out for a night, it would be like with friends kind of thing, and like, and him. But just like us two, just trying to have a date, that wouldn't be my go-to. I probably enjoy staying home, like, and watching Netflix, playing video games. I like to play video games with my partner. We used to set up like our computers like right next to each other on like the same desk, and it's probably one of the reasons why I got to play so many single players, because otherwise I would just get distracted, or something exciting would happen, and then I would like pause a cutscene and then turn it off because it was too exciting. I do this with Netflix as well. Like, I do this with TV shows. It's awful trying to watch shows by myself now because something exciting happens, and I'm just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, pause. And then I have to walk off and come back and something. It's so dumb. I can take like ages to get through a show because I do silly things like that. So having somebody there and like keeping that kind of like weird neuroses in check really, really helps. And it would be fun. Like, I went through so many hours of like oblivion. Just, we didn't have to be doing the exact same things, but like we'd look over and he'd be like, "Oh, I see you're like stealing everything that is not nailed down." And I'm like, "Ah, and I see you've murdered everyone. Okay, good job." Because that's what we would do. And so yeah, that would probably be my most ideal time. I don't like going to the gym, but I would like to do a lot more like outdoorsy stuff. That would be really fun. Like, whether or not it's like exploring the city. I know that's not part of your most people's general outdoorsy thing, but I still would like to do like a lot more stuff like that. Hiking is a lot of fun. If you're okay with me being kind of slow. But I love the outdoors, and the more I get to like explore it with other people, the better. I have so many messages. God. What is your favorite romantic comedy type movie? I. I can think of two right now, and the first one is Crazy Stupid Love, which is an adorable movie, and I love it to bits. And second Second one is friends with benefits. Like the one with Mila Kunis and like Justin Timberlake. And I think I like it because like they've got like snappy one-liners everywhere, and everyone's just so quirky, and it's adorable. And real life should run on a script. Nah, not really, but it'd be really cute if it did. And I love happy endings, so you know, those ones are usually like not sad enough to like make me like break down and like start crying, because that happens a lot more than I'd like already. It's really kind of embarrassing. I was like, if any of you like watched Big Hero 6, there's like a little short film before, and it's like a guy with a dog, and he gets a new girlfriend, and I started like tearing up over like the dog, like he was so sad, and I started to cry. And this is in a movie theater, and I was with two of my girlfriends, and they just turn over and they're just like, "Do you have mascara running down your face?" I'm like, "I may indeed." Because I do embarrassing things in public. let's see. Oh God, where am I? Let's say you are in a really big first date and you really want to impress the other person. you both ordered the lightly seared salmon. The waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine would you choose for you and your date? probably whatever sounds nice. Like if there was something like cute and fruity, I'd probably do that anyway. I don't know how to impress you. especially not with my wine choices. I'll just like it'd be white or something like that sounds nice. If there's like something with peaches in it, that I'm getting that. And if it's not too expensive, yeah, I'll find other ways to impress you. It will not be but my extremely pedestrian taste in wine. okay. Seven. Okay, this one is seriously going to hit home. Okay, for some people, but it's important to be honest with yourself. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant, or do you feel you do just fine and there's nothing wrong with you? It's clearly the other person's fault. Oh, it's never always the other person's fault. If you think that, you're wrong. And you need to examine your life choices. let's see. I tend to be too. I don't know. I think I usually tend to be the one that's too distant, because I don't like to be clingy, and I don't like to. If you have a secret, I try not to like press too hard to find out what it is. I would hope that you would tell me eventually, or just try to explain why there's this cloud of secrets hanging around. It was one of the reasons why like my last relationship fell apart, is he felt he needed to not tell me things, for one thing, because it would worry my pretty little head or something like that, right? And which I'm not into. And also because he felt the need to test me. Like, if you get to a serious point in your relationship, you shouldn't have to test them to see if they are serious. You know, I shouldn't have to feel bad about going, "Okay, yeah, sure, if you wanna night with your friends, go ahead. I don't need to check in on you. I trust you." And then it would be like, "Oh, Why don't you want to keep up with me? Why don't you care about me and that sort of thing? I do care. I don't. I tell you often enough that I don't think I need to. I don't need to stalk you in order to be comfortable with you and what you're doing. But maybe I kind of do that a little too much, and they don't feel as appreciated or wanted as much, and that's not the case. I love you. But like on the flip side, I've also had like other relationships where they would be really distant, and sometimes it'd be really great. We would talk for hours, and the sex would be awesome, and then they would just close off, and I would be confused and sad, and I want to know what's wrong, but nothing is wrong, but there is, and then I might get a little needy because I want, what did I do wrong? What's going on? How do I fix this? I want to fix this. So I think it depends. It depends how your relationship starts to unravel. Unfortunately. That was not a sensual question. That was a very sad question. Jeez. Oh, part two, silly questions. Okay. One, if your vagina had a name, what would it be? Really? Guy. I once watched a parody anime where this, I think he made up like a fantasy girl and she like came to real life, and he took her to an anime convention because he's an otaku and he's adorable, and she was dressed up as some sort of like ecchi character, and she proceeded to like yell out her character's attack, which was I don't even remember what it was, but she referred to her vagina as the Golden Gates of Heaven. So I think that's probably a little too over the top for mine, but it's the first thing that I thought of. I'm gonna go with Fluffy. Yeah. My fluffy bits are gonna be fluffy. That is so not sexy. Jeez. You didn't want me to like think this over before I come up with like stupid answers? Jeez. Okay. Two, fuck one, kill one, and marry one. Ronald McDonald, Spock, and Big Foot. Okay, let me think, let me think. Okay, I'd fuck Ronald McDonald because I'm sure he's gotta be hiding something fun in those clown pants of his. And I'm not freaked out by clowns quite nearly as much, but I wouldn't like it on a long-term basis. So, fuck Ronald McDonald. I think I'll kill Bigfoot because I've seen some of those like creepy YouTube videos that people make of like having seen Bigfoot sightings. I think he would be scary. You do not invade your scary on my turf, sir. I will end you. So I guess I'd leave Spock. I guess I'm marrying Spock. Whew. If I could get aggravating right fast. Oh. see who comes out on top with this one. Okay. If you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? I don't know. Average? Maybe a bit bigger than average. I wouldn't want it too big. Like, I've never enjoyed like extremely large cock. Like, it's nice to feel full, so I like it like thicker, but like lengthwise, I don't need like super long. Honestly, it doesn't do much for me. Even thick wise, I wouldn't want it too thick, 'cause I'd like having the option of just, you know, saying like once in a while, you really just want, oh, I just want to be fucked like now. And you can't always do that. It hurts, and it's not a good idea. So, that. Something easy. Four. There is no escape. You must choose to be. I'm sorry, my phone keeps going off. You must choose to be attacked by either one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. Which would you choose? Oh. I think I came across this question early on the other. Oh, that's what it was. It was I was playing Minecraft story mode. It's like the Telltale game where they pull the story out of nothing. And except that was like, I think, chickens and zombies. Anyway, I'd go with the 200 like duck-sized horses because that just sounds cute as fuck. And have you ever met an angry duck? They will fuck your shit up. I just kind of like, you're looking at like an ostrich here. They would like wreck your day. Oh, yeah, no, I'd go with 200. Like, and I'm sure you could, you know, run away from 200 horses, but that sounds just so cute. I love small things. Yeah, so there you have it. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? Ugh. Do I get to choose when I have the unlimited amount of orgasms? Because this sounds like that sexy sex witch question from one of those other questionnaires, and I would not like that. But if I get to choose when I have them, yeah, I would go with the first one because I like multiple orgasms. And they are, in fact, how I operate through life. I'm gonna go with that. And your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you? Sure. Do I get to be a sexy clown? Or am I wearing like these big clown pants and you have to like find my pussy? Is that gonna be the game? I have to like dig around for it and you like pull out a balloon animal or two before you actually find it? I wouldn't find that sexy, but I would find that hilarious shit, and I like laughing during sex, so, yeah, I'd be down for your weird clown fetish. And again, like, I never learned to be scared of clowns. So it would be, yeah. If you discovered a time machine that would allow you to bring one historical figure, mainly for bragging rights. Who would you choose and why? Oh dear. I can't think of anything clever to say. Einstein. I'm gonna be boring and show him the world that he has helped, like, shape. Oh, he's seen a lot of it, but really. Can't like think and do these questions and like play with myself at the same time is not hard or easy. Part three, sexy questions. Okay, if you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in harrowing detail. Colors, textures, dimensions, etc. If not, what toys would you like to try? I use two, three, two. I don't have a few. I use two more than the others. I have a vibrator. It's pink. It's silicone. It's shaped in all sorts of like cool curves, and it's just meant for your clit. And I do that, and it's nice because I find with like a lot of bullets, they get like the vibration isn't like deep enough. It's really like just buzzy and like surface-y. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't like it as much as I do like touching a dildo against your clit, and, like playing with it. But that one's really good. And like it charges by like USB, so that's handy, especially considering how quickly other toys go through like, I always seem to jack up the cord whenever there's a AC powered like toy. Those were not made to last. The other main one I have is a pink dildo. Like, it's kind of thick, veiny. It's called the Big Boss. It's a little thicker than a. Standard like dildo vibrator thing that people sell that I don't know how to explain it. It looks like a cock. It looks like a big pink cock, and it feels good. And I usually have to work my way up to actually getting it inside. So, yeah, it's nice, and I'm gonna go with it. I have had this is my second one now, so it must be good. two, in detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to come, that you would like to see come true someday. I would like to be eaten out at the office. Is that a fantasy? Such a weird fantasy. Somehow they always seem to involve the office. I've got a thing about my office. But, yeah. Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Like, I don't know how, like, great it would feel, but, you know, that's not the point of a fantasy. And, so there, I'm gonna go with that one because I can't think of other things right now. Yeah, sorry, there wasn't much detail. I don't want to give out too much details of my work. So, too bad, so sad. Do you prefer to be natural, clean-shaven, or do you have a specific pubic hair style? What do you prefer in a partner? Preference-wise, I like, I love how it feels after, like, a wax. Like, it's so soft. And, it's like the sexiest feeling in the world when you, like, walk out after, you know, like, pain, but pain is fleeting. And it just feels so good. And you're just like, I want to have, like, sex for days after this. But, practically, that I don't really do that all that often. So I tend to shave. I like to keep it, if not, like, clean shaven, then, like, trimmed. Like, I just like it neat. You know? It doesn't have to be, like, I don't flip out if, like, I'm not, like, completely clean whenever I see a guy, but a little neatness is nice, I think. And I think I appreciate the same, like, on a guy. I don't care too much. Like, it's honestly of, like, no real and just, like, big deal to me. I can manage either way. But I just don't like it when it's like when it comes to, like, clean shaven. I don't like, like, the real prickliness of it, because then it's all sharp and pokey. And so, like, on a guy, well, I'll manage with all of it, but nothing too pokey, I guess. If you're having some personal time and you're not in any rush, do you explore your various erogenous zones as a type of masturbation foreplay, or do you just jump to the main event? Erogenous zones. I like to play with my nipples, so I feel like that's not really. I think, like, not really. That doesn't really count. Like the other erogenous zones. Like, I feel like I need a partner to stimulate them properly. Like, if you run your, like, teeth against my skin, kind of thing. Oh god, I love that. But it's not as easy to replicate on yourself, so I just jump into like playing with my breasts, playing with my clit, my pussy. I might run my fingernails on, like, my inner thighs a little, but that's not common. I'll just use all that time to get off, and then I'll get off again, and again, and maybe again. Then maybe I'll take a nap, kind of thing. Would you go to a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex? If you do, if so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? Generally, I don't like to buy things at sex stores. They're really quite expensive. And I feel like I've gone with like boyfriends, and I've gone with I think I've gone with like my sister. Have I? I don't remember. I've gone with other people before, but like I think if it's just like there would be like a lot of like silly games, and you wouldn't really like look seriously for anything that you actually wanted. Yeah. I don't know if I'd buy anything. Like, maybe if I like something really, really a lot, but I don't know. It's a weird question. I might, depending on who it is. Like, if I wanted something, I would just get it. They can live with okay. Let's say you're in line at a convenience store and you recognize one of your favorite GWA heartthrobs by their voice, and you absolutely know for sure it's them, and they look exactly how you imagine them. What do you do? Talk to them? I'm not. Well, I mean, yeah, yeah, no, I feel like I would probably try and talk to them. I would make it too weird. I think I have enough, social skill not to be really creepy, but, that'd be interesting. That'd be really cool. Are any of you? No. Yeah, no, one of all those styles. Like, if I felt too shy, I might just send them a message after the fact and just say, "Hey, I saw someone that looked like you." So on and so forth. Like, if it happened once, they're in the area, it could happen again, except on purpose. And I can make sure that I look cute. Yeah. So, let's see how antisocial I feel that day. I might just be shy. It's, I think, especially for something like GWA, it's natural to be shy, and that's okay too. God, I just want to come. Fuck. Okay, this last bit is more of a challenge than a question. Have an orgasm while singing or speaking the lyrics to one of your favorite songs. Okay, I'm not surprised. Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I've stopped keeping track. I talk myself. Talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought, oh, there's the phone. I thought of every single possibility. And then it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait. I'll never get up. I guess it's half timing, and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, wherever it's right, you come out of nowhere and into my life. And now that we can be so amazing, and baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. Oh god, this is really, really hard. Somehow I know that'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. Oh, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be united. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. Someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I